Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, and she saw the stone removed from the tomb. And when Simon Peter and the other disciple arrived at the tomb, they found that it was empty. This is part of our Easter proclamation, the empty tomb, the tomb where Jesus' dead body had been lain, is now empty. Now, I have the experience of visiting that tomb just a bit over a year ago. In the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. There I celebrated Mass in the tomb, the very place where Jesus rose from the dead. And what I found is that the tomb was not empty. It was not empty because I was there, and my friend Father Matthew and Deacon Joe, who were celebrating the Mass with me. And all of the pilgrims with us took turns coming into the tomb at the conclusion of the Mass. The tomb was not empty because we were there. Of course, when we celebrate the empty tomb, we're celebrating the fact that the dead body of Jesus was no longer there. Jesus rose from the tomb. He dies no more. But the living presence of Jesus is here. The presence of Jesus seemed to be no longer when he died. But in the resurrection, in the celebration of Easter, we celebrate not only that the tomb was empty, that his body was there no longer, but risen. We celebrate that the presence of the life of Jesus, the life of God in Jesus, that seemed to have died, that seemed to be no more, lives. As I was celebrating Mass in the tomb and praying in the tomb and outside of it, I had the wonderful experience, one of the singular highlights of my life, the wonderful experience of being in the place where the life of God burst forth. That's what we celebrate in the resurrection of Jesus. In Jesus, the life of God burst forth, rose from the tomb, and was newly present in the world. Jesus' resurrected life was something different and greater than the life he had lived before. Jesus continued to have a body, and we all know the stories of how the disciples ate with Jesus, and how they saw the wounds in his hands and his feet, and how Thomas was invited to put his finger into those wounds. Jesus truly had a body and rose in the same body in which he had lived before. But that body was changed. It was glorified. It was perfected. It was no longer subject to sickness or pain. It was no longer able to be harmed or killed. Jesus, risen from the dead, dies no more. He rises with a life that is beyond death, and a life that he brings into the world, that bursts forth from that tomb and is with us still. And that's what I mean when I say that the tomb was not empty. Not just that I was there, or that my friends and fellow pilgrims were there, but Jesus was there in us. Because Jesus, risen from the dead, gives that life, his life, God's life, to his disciples. He breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit, his Spirit." Jesus gives us a share in his life. In our second reading in today's Mass, St. Paul says, "You were raised with Christ. Your life is hidden with Christ in God." Our life is in Christ. Christ's life is in us. That is the gift that we receive most especially at baptism. It's the gift of the new life of God, the life that is stronger than death, the life that is fuller and greater and more permanent and deeper and truer and better than any life that we could experience in this world. But we do experience that now. We experience that especially today as we celebrate this Easter Sunday, as we celebrate the life of Jesus risen from the dead that has burst into our world and that we share here and now. When Jesus meets his disciples for the first time, he says to them, "Do not be afraid." I think we're living in a time of great fear. In this time of pandemic, in this time when so many people are ill, so many people are afraid of becoming ill, we are surrounded by fear. And fear is not always a bad thing. Fear can help us to flee from harmful things, help us to avoid things that could hurt us. Fear can help us prevent ourselves and our loved ones from being infected with illness. But fear can also cripple us. Fear can make us weak. Fear can overcome us. Today, Jesus, risen from the dead, tells us not to be afraid. Because no matter what happens, no matter what evils press upon us, no matter what our situation is, and our situation is certainly a difficult one right now, but no matter what, Jesus lives, and his life is newly present in this world as we celebrate his resurrection today. And that life is present in us, and it's forever. And nothing can take that away from us. And so we live in the joy and the confidence deep down in our hearts, knowing that Jesus, risen from the dead, is alive, and his life is in us and with us, and promises to remain with us forever. We thank God for that gift today. We thank God for the life of Jesus Christ that is with us now and always. And we have the confidence that is stronger than fear. We are afraid. It's okay to be afraid. It's often good to be afraid, as I said. But the love of God in Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, casts out the fear that cripples us. It casts out the fear that makes us nervous, that makes us anxious, that troubles us, because we have that deep down confidence of knowing that we live in Christ. Our life is hidden with Christ in God, and that life is forever. And so even in the midst of our fear, in the midst of our illness, in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of the trials of our time, we celebrate the truth that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Happy Easter.